So we could very simply say that first to understand what Lord means, it might just help us to get into the scripture that are before us. The Lord simply, in my mind, convey at least three thoughts. The first one is authority. The second one is administration. And the third one is provision. Lord demand authority. The Lord administrate that authority in his own right, in his own time, and according to his own will. The Lord will provide the means for his subject. And that is really the idea that Lord, when we say the Lord, word Lord, implies. And as we keep that in mind, and I realize that first we want to look at it in the matter of in the deity itself before we come into the display of that in the person of Christ. I think if I understand the exercise correctly here from the outlines, then we'll look at it when the Lord came into manhood. But first you want to concentrate on the whole idea that God is Lord. And the idea of authority, administration, and provision for those who are subject to that authority.
We see in the example of Job, how at the end in Job, when God answers, and that's his sovereignty to even answer, he is asking those that spoke to Job and Job himself to instruct God himself. And he begins a series of questions. Were you there when this took place, when the mountains were formed and the seas were measured and the heavens were created? And this question, were you there? We can surmise that the Lordship was displayed in the very act of creation, was it not? That nature itself had to be subjected to the Word when everything was created, and there was no option for them. They just simply fell into place as God declared it to be. And I think we can see in the creation itself the display of the Lordship in just the very fact that God spoke it into existence. So if we were looking for a display of it before the Lord came in incarnation, this was it, when he formed the heavens and the earth. And we know that as those that were speaking to Job would speak of God, it was as if they were speaking of him and he was not in the room. God wasn't there as they're speaking about the characteristics of God. But we know differently. As we this morning are going to talk about the Lord, the Lordship, he's right here in our midst. And so we have to recognize how great he is. And if we're thinking of that theme, that he's right here listening to our commentaries of his own Lordship. He's above everything. He's beyond any comparison. He has no beginning. We cannot comprehend anything of that like that, because all we know as finite creatures is things that have a beginning. But this is one who had no beginning. And he could say to Job, Job, you instruct me. How can you instruct me? I am before all time. And I think that's an important theme to bring into this subject, that God is overall. He's sovereign. And you know, I just, not that our theme is Job, but just to think about, Job never had the insight as to what was happening to him that we have. We knew that Job was a display of a challenge of Satan. And God was going to show Satan the faithfulness of this man, that he would continue to trust in God through these trials. And Job never knew that, and he never learned it, even at the very end. And so it is with us, too. As we subject ourselves to the Lordship of Christ, we're going to go through experiences too. And we may never have that insight that was not provided to Job at the end even. But we know that God is sovereign, he is Lord, and we can trust him for everything.
And Bill, just to carry on that point that you made concerning where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth, all the things that God did and what Brother Amos said, the third point of what you said, we read in Colossians, and by him all things consist. It's not just making, it's the keeping power, the sustaining power of it. Only he who is Lord can do such a thing.
As we approach the topic, I just wanted to give a little background with regards to how, when we read the scriptures and we see the term Lord in our King James versions or most English versions, you'll see that there are two renderings in your Bible. I just thought, just for, as a background, so that we can understand how we can make application to the Lord Jesus, even as we speak of it before he was revealed. In the Old Testament, you'll see the word Lord, all capitals, in many instances. And that is the reference to Jehovah or Yahweh. And in some instances, it may refer to the Lord Jesus, but in many instances, it's referring to God overall. And then you have Lord, which is L and then regular O-R-D, which speaks of Adonai, which is the Almighty. And likewise, in the Old Testament and in the Bible, when we see that rendering of it, it is sometimes referring to the Lord Jesus as well. So when we talk about the Lordship of Christ, and we speak about it from eternity or in the past or before his revelation, before his incarnation, what we want to emphasize is the points that we've been making, is that he was at the beginning, and everything is subject to him. He created all things. He is the creator. He is the one, when it says the Lord God formed, he was there, according to Colossians 1. Another instance that just comes to mind is Isaiah, right? He says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. There was a vision that Isaiah had of the Lord Jesus enthroned already. And so the thought of the Lord Jesus being at the beginning, the creator, sustainer, and the provider of all things, is really the thought that we want to capture this morning, is that as we look through the Old Testament, there are glimpses of the Lord Jesus who is described as Lord in the Old Testament. So we look at the one that we read in Psalms 93. The throne, all things we find later on as he's revealed and as it's made known that he is the one who's going to reign literally, we find that he has a throne already and he sovereignly is in control of all affairs. Nothing escapes his eye. And it's a very big concept to get our minds around, but that's how great he is. Mm-hmm. He reigns in majesty. And so what is before us, and this is what the goal is, to be distracted of the enemy, is to distract us from really understanding that even before Jesus Christ came, in the mind of the Spirit of God to reveal, to make known to us, that he has always been the one who is in control, always the one who is in administration, always the one who provides. He is Lord of all. Mm-hmm.